Thank you for that beautiful setup. We are already immersed in these energies for sure. Let me lead with our alignment for this month leads with the full moon in Leo preceding the new moon in Aquarius. So for this entire lunation, this entire month, we are recalibrating the head and heart connection, the mind and heart connection, the thinking and feeling connection, recalibrating it because Mercury is also retrograding in Aquarius. We have quite a crew in Aquarius initiating new beginnings. So for Leo side of things, there's some integration that has to happen. There's some release work that has to happen. There's clearing. We are no longer the old selves that we were. We are hopefully, in addition to whatever else has gone on in the last year or two, layers have been removed from your heart so that you can feel a little bit better, feel stronger, feel more connected to your own center. So tonight's full moon work that we're setting on the table that we have several days to play with and immerse ourselves in whenever you have the time and energy throughout the next week or two, definitely, is a powerful time to just look in the mirror of your life and do a little reflection on who you are, who you appear to be, who you think you are. This is the big deal with the Leo full moon because it lights that up and it asks us to look at what we're projecting out there or what we're putting out there. What I love to remind people about is the very simplest, most mundane things that we do in our everyday life can be so sacred. So I have rattled off this list before about when I'm sweeping the floors, I'm sweeping out all the old energy. When we lay down a rug, we're laying down the ground to stand on. That's what prayer rugs and that strength of that little centering we do, you know. And in this case, the clothing we wear is the role we're going to play that day. And so it does kind of matter. It's something that we renew, let's say, every 6 months to a year, if we're conscious about it. And the Leo Aquarius lunations, which has always happened in February and August, give us a chance to do that. So right now, you can think 6 months ago in August, what got awakened within you, I should say. How did you reconnect with your heart and your own authentic self? And what did you wake up to last summer or last fall? And now, 6 months later, you realize sort of the bits that are part of the base and the bits that you've picked up along the way. So now the clearing comes where we release an old image and we prepare for a complete makeover of what we're going to present to the world in our relationships, family, community, all of it. So again, we play different roles in different places. We're going to release over attachment to any person, issue, or circumstance because that's another challenge of the fixed energies, which are Leo Aquarius and Taurus Scorpio. This is the four times of year, which would be, like I said, February, August for Leo Aquarius, and Taurus Scorpio is May, November. So we have these times where we're either anchoring permanently or releasing permanently. So this full moon is helping us release permanently anything that's no longer part of our identity or again, what we want to present to the world or be known for in a certain way. We release ego, pride, and needless drama. You know, the difference between light and shadow Leo with the drama is in one world, it's drama and it's unnecessary and it's narcissistic. But in the other world, it's grace and it's an awareness of who you are and your value. There's so much to our self-love and self-value that goes into whether we offer our unique piece to the world, what our unique genius might be, and if we're ever able to actually dust it off, clean it up, and share it. So this is also the lunation that we do that. We address any self-love, self-worth issues, self-value. All of that is up for renewal and clearing and cleansing. Again, we can do that annually, which is nice, you know, to not have a lot of pileup. But then, of course, we can get busy and things can happen. And so this is a time where superficial is not going to work. So you have to go deeper and renew your heart connection in some way. You have to love your life. And it means love your life, your own life. Don't try to live anyone else's life. Don't try to be anybody else. This is the part of us that's called to be the individual. Even though we're all one, even though we're all a human family and we're related, we each have a different piece of medicine to bring. Think about your own biological family. Everyone has a different piece of medicine. We didn't all get the same mix. So we bring different things to the table. What we want to do is learn to kind of own and honor that. then sharing it isn't ego or boastful. It's sharing your light. It's, this is what I'm good at. This is what I love to do. This is what I'm passionate about. And it just oozes out of me. Like people say, I do that with the astrology. You know, I just light up when I start talking about it. It doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having. If you get me going, I'm passionate about it. My heart's in it. So that's another thing. The world's been so harsh and chaotic and dark and what have you that a lot of people retract their hearts or contract their hearts. And they close off because all the feelings are too overwhelming. But we can't afford that now because feeling is one of our senses that we need to know what's going on around us. So we can't shut it down. And that's what happens when you close down your heart. You close down the joy and the vitality that runs through your body. We can't afford that either. When, you know, your brain can stop and your body will still function. Your heart stops, it's over. So this is our chance to make that reconnection as well. And connect to what's integrity for you here and now. And I've had, you know, many personas over the years and had to reintroduce myself to people along the way. And sometimes you have to do that, but you can. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't make anyone wrong. Everyone, kind of, me included, remembers people and locks them in at the age and stage that they had the biggest impression on you. I told Shanta, it's like 40 forever, because that's when we met. So this is where we lock in. But at the same time, we've evolved, we've grown, our preferences change, what we're attracted to and magnetized to evolves and changes. And so let's be honest about that. We used to be attracted to certain things at different ages and stages, and now that's changing. And so being integrity with yourself, knowing who you are, is so important to choosing the community to play with as well and the people that you surround yourself with. And all of that is going into our lunar work this month. I just want to encourage you to stay focused on the self-love and self-esteem, the courage and strength, the independence and leadership, you know, self-confidence and genuine pride, what you're passionate about and devoted to, your character and integrity, your core identity, basically what you're made of, that radiance that shines out of you. It also is a lot of good energy for working on your creative projects because that's Leo's department. And if your creativity has grown stagnant, this is another place where we can do this renewal and clearing in preparation for 2 weeks from now with the new moon in Aquarius, where we call in the new vision of our unique contribution and our new community at this new level of consciousness for this new emerging humanity that we are holding the space for, like Shanta said in her opening. You know, we're holding the space for those that are confused and are lost and don't understand that there's a bigger pattern unfolding for us right now. And that's very hard to understand on our little individual levels. But that's another way that this Leo Aquarius lunation is speaking to us because that is what it is. Leo's you, the individual, within the collective human family of Aquarius. They're related. Leo's the heart. Aquarius is the head. This is the fire and the air. So we want to work with our elements. Think about your elements and your elemental balance that you are. Do you like fire and air? Do you work well with fire and air? Do you have enough of it in your chart? You know, I don't have a lot of air, so these seasons bring in balance for me because they supplement what I'm missing. But if I had too much air, it might overwhelm my system in certain ways. So knowing yourself and knowing your system helps as well. But this is where we're doing the clearing. And then I have a couple of more things to put on the table because part of our entire month, it's almost like we have been blessed with a vortex that we can step into anytime you're able for this entire month that allows you this review, renew, revitalize, dig into parts of your authenticity and the true self that's emerging from within you and kind of address it in some way, nurture it, love on it. When I looked at the chart for our full moon, I came up with all these self words, and I don't know how many of our, you know, Shanta and I cross-pollinate our groups, but my last email went out with a list of inners where it was like inner being, inner balance, inner reality, yeah, all of it. It was just all these inner words. So this chart supports, without going into any astrology, I'm just going to tell you the self words that came up. This is where we're supported by the energies and by the lights in the sky to lead and guide our way, basically. And then I want to touch on a little bit of the Mercury retrograde because that's part of our magic this month as well. And then that will lead right into prayers. So self-care, nourish the self and your identity. Feed it something quality nutrient for you, the individual, and really honoring the self-care piece. If you're falling apart, you're no good to anyone. Loving the self, what and who do you love, and what and who loves you? Let's think about our magnetics and just really connect to the heart, breathe as if you're breathing through and from your heart, expand that, and feel that higher self-love that you have access to. We don't always call it in, but this is where the full moon is this month, in our second house of magnetics. So we're lightening and brightening our auric field so that we can magnetize and naturally repel and naturally magnetize what we need in our lives. As individuals, we're not talking about the world right now. We're in personal realms. We can express self with lots of love and gratitude. Just know, even if the world is crashing and it feels really super uncomfortable, ask how this is perfect and don't deny. Express yourself, but try to put that love and light spin on it and get the gratitude. Like, how is this perfect? What is this good for? I know that spirit's trying to tell me something. Heal self. So we went from self-care to love self, express self, heal self. What's happening this month is that our personal rhythms need to be restored in a certain way. We're being reset biologically, and it's allowing us to heal at least one thing, if not many. I think many, but just if you need one big thing, focus on that, and know that if you take some intentional solitude and some quiet time and space, at least like once a week over the course of this month, if you can do it more, great. Then make that sacred, not just important, but make it sacred. Light some candles and call in the healing you need for yourself. Call in the restoration you need for yourself. Self-made. I keep seeing this. I think somebody made a T-shirt. And I got to tell you, people, the ones wearing the T-shirt do not look self-made to me. So something inside me says, if you have to announce it, you're not self-made. Self-made to me is something internal. And this is perfect for a Leo moon to focus on because it's what are we really feeling in our heart and what are we really expressing out in the world. But self-made in this context with the chart is that we're creating a life made by hand, which means we create our life with joy and beauty and love and passion and vitality. And so in that way, we are self-made. We make our own lives. Commit to self. This is the sixth house. This is so important. We're reconnecting with what's true for us. And we need to partner up with those who believe what we believe to the extent that, like we're saying now, we're holding the light, we're holding the vision, that all of this is in divine order. We just can't get back far enough to see it sometimes as individuals. So we're partnering with our imagination and we're committing to the self. Then I got to say the utter transformation where Pluto is, in the exact degree with Venus, this is transformed values and priorities and completely, utterly transformed, permanently transformed relationships and financial situations. So let's claim that better financial situation that we need. Let's claim those higher reflections of other people in our world, whether it's personal or professional. We're ready to do it in a new way. However, I gotta say, this house came up as self-preservation. So we can have these new relationships and we can have these new situations and financial agreements and things that make us healthy, wealthy, and wise, but there has to be across the board a self-preservation element. Always. What's in it for you? Why do you want this? What does it mean? What are the two or three steps down the road, backwards and forwards? Like, what is this affecting? So self-preservation is our self-word for that one. And then self-focus, radical new reality, future consciousness, and the ancestor wisdom. So check it out. See how the ancestor wisdom and future consciousness are together. They're helping us. They're supporting us as we move forward. And Mercury retrograde, which it doesn't happen until Saturday. Our full moon is Thursday. We're getting together on Tuesday. So that Mercury is in the ninth house of our higher learning. So this is self-renewal, as in getting connected to your unique brilliance, reviewing your beliefs regarding freedom, integrity, and community. This is what the review with Mercury is going to be all about. And just a couple more for nourish the connection with God. Okay, this is a big reminder. Spirit is your CEO. That is your counsel to like I always say, they're my counsel at work to help me make business decisions, the ancestors, the angels, my spirit guides, and my counsel at home, how to make my life decisions for Kelly. So we're nourishing that connection and feeding that connection in order to be able to follow our intuition, which again brings us back into, can we follow our heart and our feelings? So it needs some nourishment. So the self-care and nourishment of your identity is also connected to your ability to be known for something greater. Your spirit is starting to shine through a little more and be part of your presence and part of your expression. That's part of the Leo full moon too, is to get you to express at a higher level. And then we're healing, learning, and transforming the shadow self. So I said transform self for that one. Self-liberation is something I'm going to share with you in our post-call notes, but it is powerful because we have to change our choices and actions in order to liberate our bodies and live the beauty way. So we're cultivating the garden and the community. This is where all the Taurus juicy energy is right now, but there's power. Uranus and Mars are there. Our choices matter. Our actions matter. And we're either going to liberate or confine ourselves by those choices and actions. So that's why we want to go to the beauty way. What works for Earth? What works naturally? What works in a rhythm? This is what supports us. And self-teach and self-learn is the last one. Explore your subconscious ideas, thoughts, and concepts. That's what the energies support. And then last thing is Mercury retrograde. The issues being brought up are your personal thoughts and patterns, your individual ideas, thoughts, and concepts, how you learn, communicate, and express yourself, how you perceive reality or your personal filter and lens, how you think and process information, internal or external. So the retrograde effects happen, I call them divine delays and revealing reversals, okay? So when you are delayed over the next month, pause, ask, what is it revealing? It's possibly changing your thinking altogether. It's a turning point, new or different direction. And what it really does is the Mercury retrogrades precede our new direction. So it makes us slow down and pause and think about what's going on. And in essence, think about the last quarter and the next quarter. Review, revision, realign, redesign. You're in the area of life that is coming up in Aquarius, so wherever that is for you. Make adjustments, tweak and fix. Reflect on and change those thought patterns. There will be reversals of thinking and changing your mind in that department. Tending to details, anything you've postponed. Talk less, listen more. Chat less, say more. Process and reflect on changes in the past 3 months. Research and develop your ideas and finish projects. Questions to contemplate. Who and what are you a voice for? What is your favorite form of expression? That's another one that's coming up a lot. We are changing our modes of expression, our mediums, and expressing new parts of ourselves. And it's tremendously creative. So go with it. Explore it. Don't think just because it's different, it's wrong. Different can be really good these days. What new information has come into your conscious awareness and just all the revising, rediscovering, reviewing, you know the drill. Usual Mercury retrograde. It's not good for worldly stuff, but it's very good for spiritual work and soul work and communing with the angels and ancestors and animal spirit guides, which I will call Santa back in to help us anchor all this goodness into our bodies and maybe give us a little on the archangels I would like to work with for this is Archangel Michael and Raphael, because Raphael works with the heart and Michael works with our power center. And that's all part of this lunation that we want to call in with, especially with the Leo full moon. And as we go into the Mercury retrograde, we want to be aware of these things and have some good boundaries because we are pulling back a little bit to do the review. And maybe we can do something with the archangels in our meditation. Yeah.
Yes, we definitely can do something with the archangels in our meditation. Thank you, Kelly. That is lots to really work with and certainly really valuable tools for this next space and time. So we have about a month.
Oh, yes. I meant to give you a broad stroke where we are. Okay. Yeah, we have the full moon, then the Mercury retrograde. So that's what I mean about this review time. February 3rd is the Gate of Power, which annually is when we are inspired with the new year, which leads to a week later, the new moon in Aquarius, where we initiate this new community, new place in the community, new unique contribution, leads to Mercury going direct the next week. You know, so it's all one week, you know, and there's something once a week pushing us along and moving things along in ease and grace, you know, but moving things along for us to do this recalibration of the head and heart alignment and to recalibrate our own power and sense of self so that we can negotiate on our behalf out in the world doing what we got to do. So we need them both. We need to stay heart-centered no matter how dark and crazy the world gets, but at the same time stand in our power and keep our boundaries really good.
Yeah, good.
That's my prayer.
Great.
That's my
I
offering.
Like it.